Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here, but it's not just any old Small Business Advocate Show. It's the anniversary day of the anniversary week. 22 years ago today, I started doing this show, creating this mayhem. And very early on, Eva Rosenberg joined us. And she's been with us now for coming up on 22 years. She's already had her 21st anniversary. Don't know what we'd do without her. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. She's written all the books, the important books on the topic, including the new one, the Trump Tax Cuts. That's a great one. And Deduct Everything, that's the one, other one after that. And all the, if you need to know about small business taxes, she's the person. She's our good friend, Eva. Welcome back. Thanks again for all the time you've given us over the years.
Well, congratulations. It's like, you know, we're coming of age, aren't we?
I know. Yeah. We got together when we were only 20, right? So this, you know, we still got a lot of time left. Hey, Eva, I don't want to miss any time with all the brilliance you've got to bring us. You've been hanging out with the IRS lately. Thank you for doing that for us. What do you learn?
Well, yeah, we just had one of our semi-annual stakeholder liaison meetings with all of the tax organizations and the IRS last Friday. And one of the things that we were talking about is IRS is holding up refunds for a lot of people.
Really?
And all the way
this far into the year. Why?
This far into the year. Well, you know, over the years, you've heard about how much identity theft and tax fraud there has been. People filing phony tax returns, stealing somebody's Social Security number, not
right.
just, you know, to work because they're illegal aliens, but
right.
to file tax returns with refundable credits. So the refundable credits are the American Opportunity Credit, the education credit, $1,000 of that. The child tax credit of the $2,000, $1,400 per child, is refundable, and the entire earned income credit, which could be as high as about $6,300 per household, all of those are refundable, which means people get money back.
Wow.
Even if they haven't paid anything in.
Wow.
And then, you know, you use head of household, you get more of this stuff. So people will file fraudulent tax returns to get $6,000 or $10,000 back. And so whenever there is a series of those tax returns and head of household or head of household, the IRS is holding back those refunds while they cross-reference W-2s and other information to make sure that this person is legitimate. So here's what I just learned about, and we've known about this for a couple of years, and they haven't been holding the refunds back this long. This is what I just learned Friday, that when the IRS sends out a notice telling you that your refund is being held and they ask you for information, if you don't respond to the notice, they flag your account
wow.
for criminal investigation.
Because if a bad guy applies for a refund, he's not going to continue to stay connected. He wants in and out, right?
Well, he's not even going to get the correspondence.
You're right. That's right. You're right.
What they do is they put their bank account numbers on that phony tax
right.
return, and they just sit back and collect the money. So they're never going to see those notices. So
mm-hmm.
if an individual, you know, like a lot of our clients, just don't respond to notices and don't get them to us quickly, IRS sets that return aside and gives it to criminal investigation to
uh-huh.
find out who you are and if you're real.
Right.
And it can cause a lot
so
you've of got trouble.
To, folks, if you hear from the government and if you hear from the IRS, they say, we need to confirm who you are. What does it sound like? What's the letter sound like?
Well, the first letter says, you know, we're, you know, sorry for the delay. We're looking into your refund. We need a little bit more time. The next one will say, you know, we're not matching up your information to the W-2 information we
right.
have on file.
And you might take that as being some kind of danger to you, but the truth is the IRS is trying to help solve a crime against you.
Yes, and because people have collected millions of dollars of phony refunds. So here's what the IRS asked for. We can't find corresponding information. Please send us a copy of the W-2, a letter from your employer verifying that they actually filed it, that you didn't make it up on your computer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and give us certain information that we asked for in the letter, get it back to us, and we will release your refund.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've gotten that, and, you know, one of our friends, one of the people at the meeting Friday said, you know, I did that 6 weeks ago, didn't hear back, been trying to reach somebody. At this point, you can call the Taxpayer Advocate Service to track down that refund for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's this long, I mean, here we are, it's, you know, November. If it's this long, the Taxpayer Advocate Service will step in. Usually
right.
after about 60 or 90 days, they will step in and help.
Mm-hmm. But now they will come to see you. This is a different issue. They will come to see you, and I know that this has been that if you don't pay your payroll taxes, if you're just MIA with payroll taxes, you're saying you're reporting today that they will visit you, won't they? The IRS.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, right?
Yeah, tell us about it. What do you think quickly?
Well, we need more time than.
Well,
just
start
quickly.
It out. Get it started. What. Those guys show up with guns? You know, some IRS guys have guns and badges.
Some IRS guys have guns. No, Darren Guillot, who was head of, you know, general collections a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
is now actually the deputy commissioner of collections.
Mm-hmm.
And he started a program of, hi, we're from the IRS and we're here to help you.
Uh-huh.
And so his staff, they're like turned on their heads. They are going and visiting businesses that have gotten behind on payroll tax deposits.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do here is educate and prevent the problem from growing, because this is, I think, one of the number one big things.
Are you saying if somebody gets a visit from one of these guys, we should think of them as trying to help us, not put us in jail, not cause us trouble?
For this particular thing,
for
yes.
this one. Folks, make sure you know what they're visiting you for, but pay attention to that. All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. TaxMama.com is the website. We're going to talk about some other things she learned during her visit with the IRS.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.